During Michael Simonelli's watch of the Rochester Police Department, the murder rate in the city has remained below its long-term average of murders per year. The police chief joined Mayor Lovely Warren to comb through the numbers in the latest crime statistics report for 2016. Simonelli says the RPD's focus on illegal guns last year helped generate a 20% decline in shootings.
And that's why every year that we do this, you can usually find, you know, there's some things that are troubling and some things that indicate that they're going better.
The stats show serious crimes like homicides, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault fell to the lowest point in 30 years. But even though they're not all gun-related, the number of homicides went up from 36 to 42. The city's put a number of efforts in place over the years to try and limit gun crime in Rochester. So the fact that more people were murdered last year than in previous years presents an obvious challenge.
I don't focus on the frustrations. I focus on the fact that we're not sitting back and waiting for things to happen.
The RPD's clearance rate was another issue, since only 50% of homicide cases were closed by the end of the year, down from the more than 80% of cases that were closed in 2015. The burglary total has gone down 42% over the last 5 years. That's good, but Mayor Warren says we still have work to do.
Rochester streets are getting safer, but we know that for many people, perception is reality.
RPD's Open Data initiative is ongoing, an effort to promote public transparency by putting crime stats online for all to see. Sasha Ann Simons, WXXI News.